Residents living at an apartment complex at 135 Atherley Road are becoming increasingly frustrated about conditions at the property. Tyler Shepherdson, a 9-year Canadian military veteran, has lived at the complex off and on since 2016. Since Forestgate Living acquired the building earlier this year and put Sterling Karamar Property Management in charge of maintenance, he says the upkeep of the property has been unacceptable. The grass was so long at one point that it was about a foot and a half to 2 feet in length, he said. There have been dog feces all throughout the yard that couldn't be picked up properly. Recently, a sewage line in the basement laundry room backflowed and flooded the basement hallway area. Plumbers were called in to fix the issue, but Shepherdson says it was never properly cleaned up. They never removed the washers and dryers, so all of that sewage backflow went under those machines and has been sitting there since, he said. I did laundry not too long ago, put my stuff into the dryer, and had actually smelt feces. Shepherdson says Forestgate Living is trying to buy residents out of their leases. He says he was offered $5,000 to leave. They want people out, he said. I'm paying $1,103 a month for the same two-bedroom unit here that is now going for $2,200. In an emailed statement to Aurelia Matters, Sterling Karamar Property Management confirmed the building's ownership group is offering residents financial compensation to opt out of their leases. While fully committed to those who wish to continue living in our rental community, those challenged by the current housing crisis but determined to ultimately buy a home have been provided with a range of advantages that make the goal of owning a home easier, said the statement. We look forward to continuing to serve the residents of this rental community, and where possible, contributing to the dream of home ownership. Shepherdson is planning to move out of the complex, but it has nothing to do with the financial offer. I've put up with a lot of stuff here, he said. I've gone through 3 ownership changes now. He says his decision to leave was made due to stress over conditions at the building. In order for me to embrace and exemplify my own personal growth, I have to leave here, he said. Shepherdson says the residents of the building include single moms, elderly people on disability pensions, and many who work in the healthcare field. There is such a diverse spectrum of people, he said. We are all being treated like we do not matter. Sterling Karamar Property Management refutes the claims and says it has begun an intensive revitalization program at the building. While we believe residents should already begin to recognize improvements to the community, additional plans for the property, including suite upgrades, maintenance of the building operation systems, and improved landscaping, do not happen overnight, and will instead be pursued in the weeks and months ahead, the statement said. In an emailed statement to Aurelia Matters, Sean Crawford, the city's manager of legislative services, says the city has bylaws in place, such as the Property Standards Bylaw and the Clean and Clear Bylaw, that require property owners to adhere to minimum maintenance standards. The city has recently received a complaint regarding waste located on the noted property, he said. An officer will inspect and determine whether a violation of the city's Clean and Clear bylaw is occurring. Crawford notes the city's Clean and Clear bylaw prohibits the storing of waste on a property, including household garbage and tires, as well as grass weeds that are in excess of 8 inches in height. Should a violation be determined, enforcement action will commence, he stated. He also says the city does not have any open complaints on file regarding the interior of the building on the property. Should a complaint be filed, an inspection will occur to determine whether any violation is occurring under the city's property standards bylaw, which establishes minimum maintenance standards, he said.